The Eilah Shabbos B'nei Yisrael Haboim Mitzroima Eis Yaakov Ish Uveisobo. The first pasuk of Chumash Shemais. This week is Chumash Shemais. The commentators tell us that the Soifei Tevois, not in order, out of order, it's jumbled, of the word the Eilah. The Eilah is a Hey. Shemais is a Saf. B'nei is a Yud. Yisrael is a Lamed. And Haboim is a Mem. That's Hey, Sof, Yud, Lamed, Mem. When you rearrange those letters, they spell Tehillim. Shemais is Teh. The Eila is the Hey, He. The Yud is Yud of Tehi. The Lamed is Yisrael. Haboim is the Mem. The Soifei Tevois of the Eila, Shemais B'nei Yisrael, spell the word Tehillim. So what is that all about? What is it all about, this remez? This is an ancient remez from time immemorial. We're not really into these type of the Roshei Tevois, the Soifei Tevois. This is not very popular today, at least not new ones. But it seems that this is a more of a sacred type of tradition. Does the Baal HaTurim say this? He does it. Does he do it over here? Does he come to the Baal HaTurim over here? I don't think there's a Baal HaTurim. This idea. Exactly. Okay, but this is something which is very popular. So why is Tehillim over here mentioned in the Eilah Shabbos? So it's very simple. The answer is very, very simple. It's because Chumash Shemais is the Chumash of Tzaras. It's Golos. It's difficulty. Shibud. It's not an easy journey. It's Shibud Mitzrayim. There's a lot of suffering. The first thing that's been hinted to in the opening of the story of the suffering of the Jewish people is, you want to survive? You have to pray. Not just the ordinary prayers. You gotta tell him. We always social saying tell him is you gotta improvise. You gotta step up to the plate and say Tehillim, the name of the Sefer of David. There's a whole discussion. Why is it called Tehillim? It's called Tehillois. It's not another type of school, but it's called Tehillim. And when you begin, when a person enters into a situation knowing that it's not going to be easy, you got to take hold of that Tehillim, learn what it says, and get to work. Now, Tehillim. Learn Tehillim. Okay, so you say something very, very good, because there is a David HaMelech, there's a Medrash. The Medrash says that David HaMelech, he was mispalel to Hashem. This is in the Medrash Tehillim. Right. He was mispalel to Hashem. David Bikesh from Hashem that the recital of Tehillim should be equal to the study of Masechta Nagoim and Masechta Ohalos. Very bizarre statement. We know that there are two different ways to serve Hashem. You can dive into Hashem, or you can learn Hashem's Torah. I'm talking about with the mind. Okay, then there's serving Hashem through action, chesed, and being involved in Hashem's conducting your life in accordance with the Torah. But in the intellectual realm, in the intellectual sphere, there are two ways you serve Hashem. You can dive into Hashem, you can pray to Hashem, or you can study His Torah. The Lubavitcher Rebbe and many, many others say exactly the same thing, is that it's really a conversation. When you dive into Hashem, He's listening. When you're learning Hashem's Torah, in essence, He is speaking, and you're listening to Him. Conversation. You talk, He talks. You talk, He talks. It's a constant dialogue between you and Hashem through the learning of Torah and through davening. So these are the two intellect, these are the two spheres of serving Hashem. David HaMelech was mispalel to Hashem that when people recite Tehillim, it should not be as if they're talking to Hashem. It should be like they're studying Hashem's Torah. They're learning Masechta Nagoim, that not just any Masechta. Okay, David didn't settle for what you learn in sixth grade. Elim mitziyah shloi ve'elim chayav lahacharis. David says, I want it to be what these kids will never learn. What they don't learn is the most difficult sections of Masechta Nagoim and Masechta Ohalos. It should be on that level. Now, question. There are many questions that I don't have answers. This is something which I never really got a good, never found a satisfactory answer. But let's just appreciate the question at least that much. Is why would David want to do that? It almost sounds like David is saying that saying Tehillim is not as choshuv as learning Torah. Learning Torah is the most important thing you can possibly do. Saying Tehillim is for, you know, if you don't have the mind to learn the Daf Gemara, so be a Tehillim Zogar. It's not true. It's totally false. That attitude is completely false. Hay luchud v'hay luchud.
A lot of people say, it looked down on people like that.
They're totally wrong. Totally wrong. It is totally sheker, fake news. Or it's totally sheker. Hayluchud v'hayluchud. There are two different worlds. There's an inyan of prayer and there's an inyan of learning. When you say Tehillim, you can say Tehillim with incredible depth and incredible sophistication that can be infinitely more sophisticated than a guy sitting and learning the whole day. Mesechta Negoim, Mesechta Oyalos. And you got people that are saying Masech Negoi, Masech to Oilois, that what they're doing is more sophisticated. It's two different worlds. And what you accomplish, what you achieve in these two different worlds are very different. The goal you gain when you dive into Hashem is a very different goal that you gain when you learn Torah. When you learn Torah, it creates an element of love, of an understanding of Hashem's world, Hashem's Hanhagus. When you dive in, it's reverence. It's yira, it's fear of Hashem. You need something. You acknowledge that your life is dependent upon His good grace. So what is David doing? David composed Tehillim. We have in our Sefer 150 Mizmorim. It's an incredible thing. Most of his Tehillim has been incorporated into the Nusach HaTfilah. So what does David want? What is David trying to do? You have a gift. What are you trying to take away by saying it should be by you, Hashem, that it should be like Mesechta Negoi Mesechta Oyalos? Now, do you want to give an answer? Some will want to say is, David's not trying to say to jump, to cross the aisle. David's a diplomat. David's trying to say it should be both together. That my Tehillim should not be just davening a Shemoyne Esrei. When you daven Shemoyne Esrei, that's one mahalach. When you learn the daf, that's another mahalach. Each one is a world, two passing ships in the evening. You need both. Hayluchud v'hayluchud. When David said, Ribbono shel Olam, when people say to him, I want to be like Negoyim v'oy halois, what does that mean? To say that it means it should be like the other thing, it's illogical. Because what are you trying to do here? You have a gift of Tehillim. That's Tefillah. Torah is Torah. Tehillim is not Torah. Hayluchud, what do you want? But if you want to say that David means, what David really means to say that let the recital of Tehillim be a synthesis of Torah and Tefillah. In other words, when you make a bracha, it's pure Tefillah. Baruch Atah Hashem. Eloikeinu melech olam, like a kalta litvak. Put on your hat, put on your payas, put on your beard, put on your coat. Put them all on, not necessarily in that order. Make sure you put the gartel on before you put on your jacket, okay? Put them all on, and just say it all like a straight. That's davening. Then when you learn, you take off your hat, you know, it's a different hat. No, David is saying, my mizmoirim are filled with chokhmah. They're filled with halacha. They're filled with lamdus. They're filled, you can see in my, if you read my mizmoirim very carefully, you'll see that I was mechavein to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. It's all in my Tehillim. And if you read this mizmor, you'll see the chiddush of the Rogachava. And when you read this mizmor, you'll see that Rav Chaim Kanievsky said the same thing. What he means to say is, when you say Tehillim, it's not just Boruch, Atah, Hashem, Elokeinu, Mizmor Shir Liyoyim HaShabbos, Toiv L'Hoidois L'Hashem, L'Zamer, L'Shimcha, Kelyon, L'Hagid, B'Mokich Chazdecha. In my words of Tehillim, there is the most sophisticated elements of Torah. Negoyim ve'oyhalois. But it's recited in the form of prayer. He was mispalel that he should achieve in his compositions a synthesis of Torah utzfila bivas achas. That's l'choira what it really means. Okay, so we have over here Torah, and we have tefillah, and then we have a new category, a nayadin, a new category called Tehillim. And David, when he embarked, now I'm saying, when David, and it says in this medrash that David was mispalel to Hashem that my Tehillim should be viewed as Nigoyim v'oyhalos, when did he make that, when did he recite that prayer? Did he recite that prayer when it was already on the shelf? It was already stocked in Eichler's with the interlinear edition? Now he would let it be, don't let them put my Tehillim in this section. They should put my Tehillim right next to Masech Nigoyim v'oyhalos in that section of the library. Is that what it means? Or does it mean before David dipped his quill into the inkwell to put those words on the page, David was mispalel, grant me the siyata deshmaya, that my compositions should have the sophistication of the most difficult sugyos and shas. It appears that David's prayer that is said in Medrash Tehillim was said before he began to write Tehillim. Before he began to compose the Tehillim, he was mevakesh that my prayers that are going to come from my heart should be molei Torah. It shouldn't just be Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. There should be the sophistication of Torah built in, so it synthesizes both together as a unique blend. Now, there's a very big debate in the Acharonim. Did the Ribbono Shel Olam answer his prayer? You can pray all you want. It doesn't mean Hashem says yes. David was mevakesh that Tehillim should synthesize Torah utfila. Did Hashem say yes? And he was granted that siyata deshmaya? And indeed, the mizmorim of Tehillim are no different than a daf gemara. And if it's said properly, it's also b'koyach tefillah. Or Hashem said, David, I think you're getting a little ahead of yourself. David, you want something? No, it's a nice thing that you want, but you're only David. you're not the daf yomi. Okay? Hayaluchud v'hayaluchud. There's a daf gemara and there's Tehillim. I'm not necessarily going to grant you your request. The Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim V'loshen says, we don't find anywhere that Hashem said yes. We have to assume no. David was not given that. It was a nice, it's a lesson of what to aspire to, but it does not mean that Tehillim actually achieved that status. Other commentators say no. If we have on record he made this request, we have a right to assume it was granted. Now you'll say, so l'may nafkamina, very big nafkamina. These are nafkaminas that we don't, it's not relevant today because we live in a watered down society, and that is at night, you're not supposed to learn chumash until chatzos. You're not supposed, from the time it says hakochavim until chatzos laila, there is such a principle, which again we're not sensitive to. You're not supposed to learn mikra. You're not supposed to have a shir navi. You're not supposed to have a shir in chumash. Nighttime is a zman to learn Torah shebal peh. Daytime, the morning koilel, you can learn nothing. At nighttime, you're not supposed, and the evening koilel, you're not supposed to have a shir in the words of the Nevi'im, of Chumash, even Chumash. Now, today, that's totally not accepted for many reasons. Not our discussion today, everything anyway is intermixed. Chumash is all Torah Shebal Peh. You're learning Chumash, you're learning all the Midrash and Chazal, and we're not into Kabbalah anymore, night, day, it's all the same. So it doesn't really, but the Nafka Mina is though, to publicly say Tehillim at night. Okay, so it is cited in many, is it proper, let's say after Ma'ariv is over, Rabbi Yisai, there's someone in the community that's not feeling well, he's undergoing a serious matziv, let us say Tehillim together after Ma'ariv. Is it okay?
At night also?
That's the question. So the question is, so it's one thing that you want to go, say Tehillim by yourself. Today, of course, it would be ideal. You can say, halavai, you should be saying Tehillim at night today instead of watching television. No one's going to tell you otherwise. Today, we're not super sensitive to Kabbalah and Yanim. But it is a little bit pushing the envelope when you get up in a big shul, in a chosh of a shul, and you give a clap by the bima, by the amud, after Ma'ariv is over, we're now saying Tehillim for so-and-so. We're going to say Tehillim for so-and-so because he's not feeling well. He's sick. Is that the proper thing to do? Okay, there are halachas, and it's cited all over that Laila is not a zman to say mikra. Being that David was mispalel, that Tehillim should have the same status as learning Torah, and learning Torah at night is ideal. Of course, you learn Torah. Halacha l'mayis, that is why we're extremely lenient. Not really lenient. The Tehillim, you're allowed to say Tehillim at night, even publicly, because even if you want to be chayish, you want to be machmir for these inyani Kabbalah and not learn Mikra at night, Tehillim is not Mikra. Tehillim has the status of Negoyim ve'oyhalois, Torah. So saying Tehillim publicly at night is ki'ilu, you're giving a shir on the daf yomi at night. No one's going to tell you, Adarab, that's the ikizman to learn the Torah Shopeh is at night. So that's why this is Nogia Locha Lemaisa, this interesting Ma'amar Chazal. So what we have over here, I'm going to go into Nishas very quickly. So what we have over here, Tehillim, the Eilish Shmos Me Yishol, Havoy Mitzrayim, is to Oshos Tehillim, and Tehillim has this unique status of, it's also called Torah, the synthesis, and that's why now it can be said. Now there are a lot of interesting minhag about Tehillim very quickly, and that is some say you, if you really want to get the full bang for your buck, you should say Tehillim twice, the entire Tehillim twice, because two times Tehillim is begematria kaper. This is ancient gematria svarim, kaper, atonement. Chof peresh is the same gematria as Tehillim multiplied by two. Others say no such thing. It's a very cute lashon. Don't look at the kankan. Al tistakel the kankan elamasha yeshba. How many mizmoidim are there in Tehillim? Kan. Kuf nun. 150. Saying Tehillim two times from beginning to end is begematria kaper. So you tell a guy, listen, it's going to be an all-nighter for you tonight. You're going to say the entire Tehillim twice. How are you going to say it twice? Right? You're going to go mow it down. You're not going to, a mindless exercise in order to get to the gematria of kaper. Al tistakel bekankan. Don't look at the container. Bekan. Kan is 150. Kan. Container. Ella ma sheyesh bo. Don't look at the outside of the containers. The kan. Look at what's inside. Look at the kavana. Don't be impressed by people who say Tehillim twice in order to get to the gematria of kaper. Tistakel bema sheyesh bo. Look what's inside of the container. Look what's inside of their mind. How much kavana did they have when they said those words to them? Al tistakel bekan. Kan is 150. There are 150 mizmoirim in Tehillim. Kan 150. Kan 150. Together is kaper. Don't look at the kan at people at the container, the chitzoniyos, people who do lip service, Ella tistakel masha yeshba. Look what's inside of the container. Look at their kavana, what exactly they're saying. There's also an inyan, this very cute thing, is to wear tzitzis when you say Tehillim, because the soife tevaisav al kanfe vigdehem, tzitzis al kanfe vigdehem is tilim, tilim. It's another old gematria. All right, but to wind down, there is another side to Tehillim, and that is nishmas. Nishmas is, relatively speaking, a new prayer. When did it come into existence? It came into existence not long ago, okay, about 2,000 years ago. The Sefer Chassidim, we didn't get to it yet, is very into Nishmas. Saying Nishmas is very good for your neshama. Nishmas is prayer. It's prayer. But when is Nishmas said? Nishmas is said after. After the salvation arrives, a person should always say Nishmas. And in fact, when the Sefer Chassidim says he should make a pledge, if a person finds himself in an ace tzara, he should pledge, Ribbono shel Olam, I'll make a deal with you. If you get me out of this hole and save me, I will recite Nishmas 100 times. Not on one day, of course. I'll recite every single day. I'll recite Nishmas in front of 10 people. I'll recite Nishmas 10 times. Whatever it is, a person should pledge, prepare himself in the beginning, that when he survives his ordeal, he will say Nishmas. They say, a lot of Gedolim say, the person going for surgery, they tell the person, you should say to yourself, say that if Hashem, you will help me get through this surgery and survive this ordeal, I pledge, I will say Nishmas for a week, every single day, very carefully, word for word. Every single day after davening is over, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, I will say Nishmas, we send for on Shabbos morning, carefully, word for word. So, and this is something that's cited all over the place. So the point I want to make over here is that we have over here two different sides of the coin. Tehillim is something that is said in advance. When the person has a problem, I need Hashem to help me. Tehillim is potent because it synthesizes the milus of Torah Utfila. You talk to Hashem, Hashem talks to you in one shot. When a person survives the ordeal, okay, and he survives the ordeal, then it's a time to say Nishmas. Not the other way around. Not that you say Nishmas first and then afterwards you say Tehillim. Tehillim is a tool to be said in advance, and Nishmas is something that you pledge to be said when the ordeal is over, to give Shevach Voidot to Hashem and thanks for the salvation that has occurred.
Whatever you request.
What is the connection that we started with Shemos and Tehillim?
Because Shemos is the Tzaras. We're starting here with all this is the beginning of all the tzaras. We need a lot of film to get through Chumash Shemos. Chumash Shemos is not a pleasant Chumash. Here we start, it's everything is fine and good. They're having everyone is alive and well. And now Vayomas Yosef. Oh, V'cholecha V'chol Adarahu. And now what happens? Vayaka Melech Chodesh Al Mitzrayim Asher Lo Yodas Yosef. And all the tzaras begin. Before the tzaras begin, we prepare to get through with the Eilash Mos Bnei Shabbat Mitzrayim Seife Tevois Tehillim. When we get out of the tzaras, we finish Chumash Shemos, what do we say? Nishmas Kol Chai, Tevarech Hashemcha for the salvation. And the lessons, these are the two sides of dealing with personal issues. We have in Chazal, Idaven every single day. But when a person wants to be moisif in prayer and shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a particular situation he's in, so before he goes into surgery, he says Tehillim. When he comes out of surgery, he says Nishmas. And the Nishmas should be pledged before the surgery begins. If I get out of the surgery, I will say Nishmas. But before you go into surgery, you say Tehillim. Tilim is on the beginning of the coin, at the beginning of the before, and Nishmas comes at the end. Okay, we'll stop here. Saint Kaddish, Zyort site. Get down to Kaddish, Merabah.